We continue our learning. We begin the fifth parak of Gittin, parak Hei, Mishnah Aleph. In fact, this parak does continue. Tikkun Olam. Tikkun Olam began in the previous parak. We have other things that are for the welfare of the world that were instituted by the rabbis. Hanizakin Shamin Lahem Ba'idis. When it comes to paying for damages, so we literally evaluate the property. Idis means the superior quality property. What does this mean? So our Mishnah is going to deal with three different payments. One is for nezek, for damages. One is a chov, a debt. And one is the ksuba, which is paid by the husband to the wife. So when it comes to nizakin, hanizakin shemalhem be'idis, we'll see, we evaluate regarding superior land, and we'll explain that in a greater detail. Ubal chov ba'benunis, when it comes to paying back a debt, a loan, you pay through benis, which is middle quality land. Uksuva asisha ba'ziburis. And when it comes to paying the ksuva, you pay from inferior, or can pay from inferior quality land. So let's begin by understanding what this idea is when it comes to nizakin. So a person damages someone's car. So okay, the value, it's $1,000 of damage. So what does the person pay? He pays $1,000 in cash. He could pay in metatlin, in movable objects. What if he's going to pay in karka? What if he chooses to pay in land? So there the halacha is he has to pay $1,000 worth of quality land. Quality means a smaller piece of land, more fertile than a larger piece of land which can grow fewer crops. So you have to pay for, we have put land into three categories, idis, which is superior quality, and baininus, which is in the middle, and ziboris, which is the poor quality land. Generally speaking, we should be able to pay back, if I'm owe $1,000 for anything, I should pay back the value of $1,000 no matter what. If I have a field that's worth $1,000, it's a very large field, but it doesn't grow that much, but it's worth $1,000. Now the gossip within a large space is able to grow a certain amount of produce, the same amount that a smaller field, a more fertile field can grow in a smaller space. So if I'm paying back $1,000, it shouldn't matter. So why is it that when it comes to Nezikin, if I choose to pay land, I have to pay Idis. So that's based on the Pasuk and Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Metav Sadehu Umetav Karmoli Yishalem. A person has to pay. His animal, let's say, causes damage, eats, tramples in someone else's field, or eats from the crops. You have to pay back Metav. Metav means Idis, means superior quality. Money is always superior. Money you can spend anywhere. Metals are movable objects. If it's not worth a lot here, you bring it somewhere else. That's always Idis. But land doesn't move. So it has to be superior quality based on the word Metav. The Gemara has a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. When we decide Metav, whose Metav is it? Is it the Metav, the superior quality land of the Mazik, or the one who did the damage, or is it sufficient to pay the Metav for the Mazik, to pay the Metav, the best quality land of the Nizak? Let's say the Nizak, the one, the victim, is not such a wealthy guy. So his best land, his Idis, is actually equal to the Mazik's Ziboris. The Mazik's inferior land is equal in value to, not only value in terms of quality, is equal in quality to the Nizak's Idis land. So how does that work? So Rishmael is of the opinion that the Mazik pays from the Idis of the Nizak. So that means the Mazik potentially could be paying from his own inferior land as long as that inferior land is equal to in quality to the Idis, to the superior quality of the Nizak. We always follow the quality of the land of the Nizak. So the Mazik may end up paying from his own personal Zibores if that is the Idis of the Nizak. Of course, if the Mazik is the poor one, so he has to pay from his, he has to do the best he can. He really should be paying from the Idis of the Nizak. He may not have that, but ideally that's what he should be paying. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva goes, Metav Sadehu Shel Mazik. It's from the superior quality of the Mazik's land. So it could be that the Ziboris, the inferior quality land of the perpetrator, is worth the same as the superior quality of the victim. Doesn't matter. You cannot pay Mr. Mazik from your inferior quality, even though it's equal to the superior quality of the Nizak. You have to pay from your Idis, from your superior quality. It's Metav Sadehu Shel Mazik. And therefore, the Gemara has two opinions as to what this Mishnah holds. When the Mishnah says, Hanizakin Shamin Lahen Be'idis, How, who is that like? Is that like Rabbi Yishmael, that we follow the quality, the iddis of the nizak, or like Rabbi Akiva, follow the iddis of the superior quality of the mazik? So one explanation is it follows Rabbi Akiva, which means we, the Torah demands of you that we collect. Let's do the first one, Rabbi Yishmael. First opinion is Rabbi Yishmael. Min ha-Torah, what are you supposed to do? You have to pay from the iddis of the nizak, and therefore min ha-Torah, the mazik can really pay from his own ziboris quality. Oh, so what is the Mishnah teaching me here? Hanizakin shamin lahem be'idis. But for tikkuna olam purposes, the rabbis enacted that even though min ha-Torah, the mazik can pay from his inferior quality land, because it's equal to the superior quality of the nizak, midrabanan for tikkuna olam, we make him pay from his own idis, from his superior quality. Why? Kedei, the Gemara says, Kedei Shayun is Harmila Hazik. So people are careful not to cause damage. This guy will think again, causing damage, realizing that he has to pay from his own superior quality land. And that's why, Midrabanan, we take the value of the idis, we evaluate based on the idis of the mazik. So, but others say the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, that min ha-Torah, even min ha-Torah we collect from the iddis of the mazik. That means, even on a d'oraisa level, we always evaluate based on the perpetrator's land, and he can never pay, even min ha-Torah, from his own ziburis, even if it's equal to the iddis of the niza. So what's the Mishnah teaching me? Tikkun olam. So it's not teaching me anything. The Chachamim didn't enact anything. Hanizakin shaman lehem be'idis. Guess what? When it comes to nizakin, we evaluate based on the edis of the mazik. And that's a Torah law. Why does the Mishnah need to teach me this? It sounds like the Mishnah is teaching me a chiddush, something that's tikkun olam. No. All the Mishnah is coming to tell you is the reason why the Torah wants you to pay from the edis of the mazik. What we call what we call darshin on time in the Kra. The author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is the one in the Gemara and several places in Shas who argues the Rabbi Yehuda and says that we have the right to explain the reasons for the halachos in the Torah, even though the Torah may not give us the reason. We have the right to darshan the reason for that, and there are practical applications of the ability that we have to give reasons, give the rationale for a mitzvah. So therefore, the same thing here. The Mishnah is telling me that, do you know why we evaluate based on the iddis of the mazik? So that he avoids stealing, or he avoids causing damage. So, and that's in fact what the Brisa says. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ibnei Mahani, Zakin Shalom Iddis. Why min ha-Torah do we evaluate the nezek, the damage value from the iddis of the mazik? Ibnei ha-Gazlan, Ibnei ha-Chamsan, because of people who steal, people who are who take something that doesn't belong to them, even if they're willing to pay money. Kedei sheyomar adam lamani goes lamani chomes. Why should I do this? Lamachar based on I don't gain anything. Even though I'm a wealthy guy, lamachar based in yoredim lenachasai venotli sudden noyashali. Based in is going to go down to my field, and tomorrow they're going to take not based on what the victim's best field is. They're going to take my best field. V'somichanal masha kozav betorah meitav sadeu meitav kari shalim. And that's what the Chumash says, Meitav Sadeo. So the Mishnah, in fact, can be Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and all the Mishnah is teaching me is the reason why the Torah, it wasn't an enactment of the Chachamim, but why did the Torah compel the Mazik to pay from his own personal edus? Now we move on to the Baal Chov. Ubaal Chov B'meinunus. When we evaluate the Mav, so obviously if I owe someone money, I owe him $100, I pay him $100 cash. I can pay him $100 value of movable objects. But if I'm going to pay back my loan in land, I have to pay from at least Beinonis. I can pay from Midas too, but I can't pay from Ziburis, from inferior quality. Why is that so? So really, min ha-Torah, you really should be able to pay from Ziburis. How do I know? Because the Pasuk says, Devarim Perachav Dalid, Vo'ish Asher Tono Shebo, Yotzi Elechas Avot Achutza. The person brings out the collateral, and what do people normally bring out? They normally bring out what he has to pay back. You pay back the cheapest thing that you have. You're going to pay the least quality thing that you have that's worth that amount is what you're willing to pay back with. And therefore, min ha-Torah, a lovish should be able to pay back, if he's paying back the loan in land, he should be able to pay back in ziburis and inferior quality. At the end of the day, he owes $100. He's paying $100 of land, even though it's not, it's a large piece, not very fertile though. But b'mnei tikkun olam kidei shelo tittle delos bifnei lovin, the Gemara says, the Chachamim said balchov bebenos, you have to pay at least mediocre. You have to pay the middle level. Why? Because not to lock the doors in front of people who want to borrow money. What's going to happen if a potential malveh, is going to realize that if the loveh defaults on the loan, or let's say he doesn't have cash, he's going to pay in karka, and he can pay in poor quality land. I'm not going to want poor quality land for the loan that I paid back. You know what? I'm not lending money at all. So in order to ensure that people lend money, lo tinol delas bifnei lovin, not to lock the doors in front of people who want to borrow money, so we give this a little bit of an incentive that if he's going to pay back land, the lova will have to pay beninus, at least the middle quality land. The Gemara also has, says that a Baal Chov, really, there is an opinion of the Gemara, that a Baal Chov really should be collecting from Idis. But since the Love has money, which is Meitav, so if money is what you normally pay back, money is what you borrowed. Money is what you pay back. Money is Idis. So really, if you're paying the equivalent of money in land, you should be paying Idis land. But we don't. But we're afraid of the following. We're afraid that you, instead of paying Idis, when it comes to land, you're going to pay only back Beninus. Why? Because we're afraid someone's going to see his friend and say, "Oh, my friend has a nice field. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to lend him money so that I'll be able to collect that beautiful piece of land, that Idis piece of land, for my chov." Therefore, they said Baal chov beBeninus. So it's either you're moving a notch up or you're moving a notch down. According to one opinion, midoraisa ziburis. But so in order to make sure people borrow it, when people are willing to lend money, pay beninus. Another opinion is no. If you normally have to pay back cash, so you would have to pay land and inis. But we allow you to pay back beninus so that we don't have people trying to lend money in order to somehow get as payment of the loan a beautiful piece of land. Parakei Mishnah Beis. We didn't finish the Mishnah. We have the Ksuvas Isha. Ksuvas Isha, the Ziburis. Regarding that, we evaluate the karka, the land of the husband, or the husband who's paying his wife the Ksuva, that there is no rule of Elo Tinol Delis Bifnei Lova, not to lend money. And therefore, we file the regular Din Doraisa. If the Ksuva is 200 Zuz, So the husband can pay that in land, and that can be Ziburis, inferior land as well. There's no reason why the Torah doesn't say Meitav, so it's not like Nezek, and there's no Takana Durabana necessarily of Lotin or not to lock the doors. Therefore, the husband can pay the Ksuva value in Ziburis land. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Ksuva Sisho Babeninis. He considers a Ksuva of a husband paying the wife the Ksuva like a debt, and therefore, when it comes to a debt alone, you have to pay Babeninis. Rabbi Meir holds Ksuva Sisho is Babeninis as well. Parakei Mishnah Beis. Ein ifroin min nechasim mishubadim b'makom sheyesh nechasim b'nei chorin. So here we're talking about a case of person, let's say, person has property, and a person owes money, and now his land is going to be confiscated in order to pay back, because he doesn't have any cash, no furniture, no movable objects, no taltalin. So the land is going to be paid back, and it's nechasim mishubadim, it's mortgage property, because that's it. Let's say if iksuva is that way, we say a person is mishabi, the husband is mishabi every piece of property that he has in order to pay back the ksuva. So Mishnah is telling us is that we don't confiscate property, mortgage property, if there's b'nei chorin, if there's free property, which means a nizak or a malveh. So here we have people who are owed money. Nizak, because he was the victim of damage, of injury, let's say. And malveh, he's a creditor, he's owed money. So they can only collect from nechasim mishubadim, from mortgage property. Property that, let's say, was sold from the time of the loan, exuva, marriage, whatever it is, or the nezek, there was a lien upon that property, only if that's a lien of property available. But if there is other property available that was not sold, so that's what we call nechasim b'nei chorin, free property, you collect from that. V'afilu hein ziburis. Ooh, even if those nechasim are only ziburis, which would mean the following. You have a baal chov, a creditor. So the lova owes him money, owes him $1,000. Doesn't have cash, doesn't have metaltalin, and he has two properties. One is beninus, which was normally what you have to pay for beninus, but that property was sold to someone in the interim. And the other property he has is Bnei Chorin was not sold. There's a lien on that property too. But that's only Ziburus. So what do we say? Do we say that, oh, well, you have to pay Beninus. The Malva has the right to confiscate that field that the Lova should not have sold to someone. The answer is no. He had the right to sell that field. He still has another field for which he can pay back the loan. The field that the only field he has left that was not sold is Ziburus. Doesn't matter. He pays back the loan in Ziburus. Ein, then the Mishnah says, Ein Ephroin Minichse Yisomim Elomen Aziburus. And the same thing is true if the Mazik or the Lova, let's say, die. And now the Nechasim fall to the children. The Nizek and the Mazik are not permitted. So the Mazik, the perpetrator, or the Lova, both of the people, or the Lova, people owe the money. They pass away. Now there's a debt that they owe. So now the Nizek, the victim, or the Malveh, so come, so they come to the children of the Mazik, of the perpetrator, or the children of the Lova, a person who borrowed money, and said, okay, we want to collect the debt. Halacha is that they only have to pay from Ziburis, from the inferior quality. This is also a Tikkun Olam to make life a little bit easier for the Yisomim, and even though there may be other properties, and you would say, oh, what do you mean? Mazik collects from Meitav Amidis, from superior quality, and Baal Chov collects, the Malva should be able to collect from the Beninus? The answer is no. They collect from Ziburus. So those are two areas. If there's Nechasim B'nei Chorin, non-mortgage property, property that was not sold in the interim, so even though that's Ziburus, they collect from that. And from Nechse Yisomim also collect only from Ziburus.